I'm Jay.
I'm Tara.
We are from the Toronto band Uncle Seth, and we are extremely pleased to be doing a simulcast of our upcoming November 25th gig in Second Life. The real life gig will be taking place at Say What in Toronto. You can find out more by going to our Second Life store, which you can get to at the URL secondlifeband.com. You can also check out our website. And Tara, how do the folks get there?
Go to musicface.com or do a Google search for Uncle Seth. See you soon.
This is the new song to my show. It's on the radio. And I don't need you to tell me it's kick-ass. I knew that already.
From the noise pop capital of the world, welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco.
the man, the myth, the legend, Joel Streeter. That was Joel Streeter with All or Nothing from his excellent album, Hear Me Out. You can, of course, find out more about him at myspace.com/Joel Streeter or joelstreeter.com. He has just begun starting to write music for his second solo album, and he contacted me via email and instant messaging not too long ago just to let me know he's very excited about it. And I suggested that we do some sort of interview. Maybe he can throw me some demo takes of some of his songs. And basically, we're going to pimp the hell out of his next record because this guy definitely deserves it. Joel Streeter. And kicking off the show was Keith Verone, a local guy, local meaning in my small little hometown where I'm living right now. He is from here, and he is, if you recall way back when, back this summer, he played a side stage at one of the art and wine festivals here in town. And I walked up to him and introduced myself as being from the show. He handed me a CD, and the rest is history. Keith Verone with Act That Way from his excellent album, Love is a Hero. KeithVerone.com or myspace.com/KeithVerone. And welcome everybody to another episode of Insomnia Radio San Francisco. This is episode 24. And today we are celebrating the solo artist. We started with Keith Verone, then Joel Streeter. Coming up, we have music from John Vanderslice, Ryan Offenberg, Matt Lutz, Chance, and Colby Weatheridge. I'm botching his name. I apologize. I'm not looking at it right now. Colby, formerly of Bidwell, the Sacramento band that I've played on a number of occasions, and unfortunately, they have just parted ways. So, but more on that a little bit later. Let's keep the music going with the inimitable Mr. Vanderslice, he of Tiny Telephone. I played Exodus Damage back in episode 2, way back when, in April, when I was just getting this show off the ground. And here is actually the opening track to his excellent album, Pixel Revolt. This is Letter to the East Coast.
Being John Crawford at 21 was easy. Living in New Haven in 1925 was simple and kind. Like you and me at the start, it's right and bright at the top. But the rook's not to blame for those who didn't have an endgame. Spare me that, my friend. Being Joan Crawford at the end, well, that was hard. You and me at the start, it's simple and pure at the top. But the rook's not to blame for those who didn't have an engagement.
I got two tickets, a gun and no.
there's something I should know. You stand there staring back in your gray old coat. I'm not.
Artist was Ryan Offenberg. The track, Hey Mona Lisa. You can check him out at ryanoffenberg.com or myspace.com/ryanoffenberg. Of course, he has a MySpace page. His last name is spelled A-U-F-F-E-N-B-E-R-G, but of course, links to his site and to the others will be available in the show notes. And continuing on our theme of the solo artist, again, the wonderful, lovely Mr. John Vanderslice. He of Tiny Telephone Studios, he of the album Pixel Revolt on Barsook Records with Letter to the East Coast. Just really good stuff. JohnVanderslice.com, and you know the rest about the MySpace. So it is November 1st, the day after Halloween, after the kids are all hopped up on candy. And yeah, it was fun. We went trick-or-treating last night with our 3-year-old and our 1-year-old. And went to my sister's neighborhood, where a lot of the people in the neighborhood just go balls out in terms of Halloween. I mean, the decorations, the way they did their front yards, and when they answered the door, the costumes, the carved pumpkins. My God, these people love Halloween. Now, my wife and I, we're not really big Halloween people. We don't dress up. You know, we just carved our first pumpkin for the first time since we've been together this year. We usually buy pumpkins and just leave them on the doorstep, because then that way they're good through Thanksgiving. We're more Christmas people. But, you know, it's fun to see the kids get into it. And we had a good time. We toted around, you know, strollers with the kids and wagons with, you know, wine for the adults. And it was a good time. So anyways, that was my night last night. And why should you care? You probably don't. I don't know. I just felt like I had to say something. But let's continue on with the music, shall we? Coming up is an artist called Matt Lutz. You actually know him from The Herms, who opened up Insomnia Radio San Francisco episode 23 last week. This is the lead guy from The Herms. His name is Matt Lutz, and this is his song, Seesaw. Enjoy.
Step through the road. Well, so inviting, all the nothing you knew. Well, let you call, cause I want you that way. With nothing to say, I want you. Where did you go? Where did you go? With all your visions, I did dance in the line. It took me days to know what's dead or alive. And all your faces now got something to shout. But as it turns out, I want you. Where did you go? Where did you go?
from your engine, say your trip was no good. As for those questions, yes, well, darling, I would. Because you built like an evening machine, so sleek and so mean. I want you, where did you go? Where did you go? You're rocking a seesaw, moving with free falls. Don't waste your time, you know.
Hi, my name is Chance, and you are listening to Scooby Dooby Doo on Insomnia Radio, San Francisco. I'm back. Hi, my name is Chance. Enter to win an iPod Nano by getting my new CD, 11 through 15, at mynameischance.com. And keep listening to Scott on Insomnia Radio, not just because I told you so, but because I told you so. I'm not schizophrenic. Yes, you are. Shut up!
comes to solo artists, Chance is out there breaking the mold. He writes, records, produces everything himself, even though he has a backing band play with him on stage when he does his live gigs. They are better known as The Choir. Chance does all his own music, and any chance I get to play him, I will. I know he's from L.A. He's not from San Francisco, but geography be damned. That's my show. And that was his track, That Means Everyone, from his album 11 through 15. It was not any one of those singles, 11 through 15. It was previously unreleased, but killer track nonetheless, and I just wanted to play it. And as many of you may know, at the end of September, Jason from Insomnia Radio and I attended the Podcast and Portable Media Expo down in Southern California, and we had a chance to have dinner with Chance and hang out with him and a couple of members of the choir and their wives, and it was a good time. We had a lot of fun, and probably one of the more rock star moments, I suppose, of the evening was we were hanging out at this In-N-Out in the parking lot because the boys from the choir wanted milkshakes. Good, clean fun, all of them. And so we're sitting there in the parking lot, actually at this little table. There's seven of us, and all of a sudden a guy comes running up to Chance, and he goes, "Are you Chance?" And Chance says, "Why, yes, I am. How'd you recognize me?" And he goes, "Well, I was driving. I was about to get on the freeway, and I saw your hair." So, because Chance sports this kind of, you know, curly do that is a little bit on the overgrown side. And Chance just starts busting up. This guy was attending the podcast expo. His name, I think, was Bob, and I believe he was from New Jersey, and was out, you know, kind of making a whole vacation out of it with his family, and was literally about to get on the highway, noticed us in the parking lot, and pulled over and ran up to Chance, and he happened to have this album, 11 through 15, with him, and it was actually playing in the stereo when he was driving, and he rushed up with the album cover, and Chance got a chance to sign it, and, you know, that's kind of like the "now I know you've made it" when you get stopped in the In-N-Out parking lot for an autograph. So anyhow, I'm babbling. That was a good time, though. So check him out. My name is Chance.com. And before that, you heard Matt Lutz with Seesaw. And I believe he's got a MySpace site. I'm not really doing my research right now, as I should. So I'll post a link on the show notes. I know that his MySpace site goes to theherms.com, but I'm guessing it's myspace.com/MattLutz, L-U-T-Z. But head on over to sf.insomniaradio.net for complete and full show notes and links. And that about wraps it up for this episode. Coming up to close it out is Colby Wedgeworth. I can't remember what last name I gave him at the beginning of the show, but it is Colby Wedgeworth, formerly of the Sacramento-based indie pop band Bidwell. They have decided to part ways, and Colby's got a new side project going on called Sweet on Stereo. And literally, I got a MySpace bulletin from Bidwell saying that they were closing up shop and to check out Colby's new new side project. And so I instantly sent them a message saying that I was you know, saddened to hear that they were not going to be continuing on together, and to keep me posted on any new updates that the individual members of Bidwell might have. And literally within an hour or two, Colby fires off an email to me with this song called "All Right." And he says, "Hey, I just want you to have this just in case." And so, Colby, if you're listening, I really dig the song. Can't wait to hear more stuff coming from you. And Nate, if you're listening as well, the other half of Bidwell, I look forward to hearing some stuff out of you too. So without further ado, here is Colby Wedgeworth, otherwise known as Sweet on Stereo, and his track, "All Right." I'll see you guys next week. Email me for comments, gripes, complaints, praise, whatever, scott@insomniaradio.net. Take care.
can't stop the pain I'm feeling. Anyway, I'm gonna be down. I can't be the only one lying to myself, saying that everything is gonna be fine. I'm falling for you.
We've got to hold on to this love, it's everything. She turned to me and said, it's
This has been a joint production of Indie Music Project and Insomnia Radio, killing your FM around the world. Make sure to check out our site at sf.insomniaradio.net. And thanks for listening, gang. We'll see you next time.